This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle, upon becoming a Christian, gave up everything. He gave up his family, friendships, political freedom. He did it all in order to know Christ and Christ's resurrection power. You see, we too have access to this knowledge and to that power. But we may have to make sacrifices in order to enjoy it fully. What are you willing to give up now in order to know Christ? Are you willing to give a few minutes each day for a prayer and Bible study? Are you willing to give up your friend's approval, some of your plans, some of your pleasures? Whatever it is, knowing Christ is certainly worth more than any of that sacrifice. Beginning in verse 9 of Philippians chapter 3, we read Paul the Apostle saying, "And become one with him, that I can have Christ," he said in verse 8, "and become one with him, no longer counting on being saved by being good enough or by obeying God's laws, but by trusting Christ to save me. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith, counting on Christ, and Christ alone." In this chapter, Paul had thus far been warning the believers in Philippi to beware of the wolves. Wolves that were no doubt already knocking on their door. But the warning comes with a reminder that the only way they'll ever be able to fend these wolves off is to actually lean upon Christ and lean upon the infilling of the Holy Spirit of God, the Comforter, as the Bible describes it. Paul went on to elaborate that in order for this to occur, in order to be truly filled, controlled, and defended by the Spirit of God, one must have no confidence in the flesh. All of us must surrender the control of our lives and be living to that same Spirit. Not just for, but to. He can't be just Batman, one that we call when we're in trouble, but Jesus must be a constant companion. We must, therefore, be in submission to him and his word, which is simultaneously Christ the Son of God as well as his written word. That's what John chapter 1 says. But we need to be in submission to him and his word in order for that to happen. You see, when we reject his instruction, we effectively reject him. When we refuse his direction, we refuse his indwelling. When we deny his sovereignty and obedience, we know no peace, no joy, and no fruit of the Spirit. Paul begins verse 9 by rolling off of verse 8 where he says, "It's all gone. I surrendered it all, my plans, my possessions, my earthly loves and passions, everything, it's all gone." And then verse 9 begins with the results of that act. He says, quote, "and be found in him," end quote. You know, I often hear people claim, "Oh, I really want to experience more of Christ. I want to get to know him more, to feel his presence in my life." Yet those same folks are often the same individuals who say no to his directions and certainly refuse his control. They're looking for a new Jesus, a spirituality that somehow denies the cross for Jesus and us. They are apt to spend all of their time seeking for the Jesus that they want instead of embracing the Jesus that is. They don't want to be a servant. They want some sort of friendship with Jesus. But you see, Jesus didn't primarily come to be my friend. He came to be my Savior. He came to be my Redeemer and most definitely my Lord. We have to understand this fact, the fact that such a position of quote-unquote in him is even possible. And it's possible because of Christ. He made that union possible, gang. But we must choose to be a part of that union. And we do so with our actions as much as we do so with our heart or our verbal affirmations. We step forward and he embraces us and empowers us. Paul the Apostle clarified this idea in Galatians 2:20. He said, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. That life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Can you today truly say that Christ is your life? Can you say that you found your true meaning and purpose in this life, and that finding it comes from residing in Christ, in his service, in his presence, and in the presence of other members of his body, for that matter? Spurgeon drives home this issue. He says, this matter is like a balance. If one scale goes down, the other one must go up. The weightier Christ's influence, the lighter will be the world and self-righteousness. And when Christ is all in all, then the world and the self will be nothing at all. So this influence calls for effect. It calls for a sway in our actions and our living. What mine is to respond to him, and if he is real to me, then respond I do. After all, real faith, gang, it's tangible. Real faith moves. Real faith is not just some mental assent to truth. It's a living out of God's revelation of truth. It is a personal surrender to that truth and a conduct which reflects that kind of surrender. If this is not a fact in you, then the book of James says your faith is dead.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.